get back into position, comes to Danny Brough. Danny Brough steps off his left, gets the ball back to Ickey Hefo. Ickey Hefo offload out the back door to Hinchcliffe. Hinchcliffe over the top to Majin McGilvery. McGilvery on that far side. He gets the ball down, put that down to a clever step from Danny Brough. A great offload from Ickey Hefo and the pass over the top from Hinchcliffe to McGilvery in space. And from 10 metres out, nobody in front of him. There's only going to be one result. That's the first try of this evening and Huddersfield are in front. Their lead by 4 points to 2.
Well, you described the try perfectly, Greg, there. It was a good piece of approach play by the Giants and a great finish by Jermaine McGilvery.
To Dobson. Dobson out the back, he goes to O'Brien. O'Brien throws the ball to Junior Sal, and we saw a really good work try at one end from the Giants. That's an equally good try at the other from Salford. Keeping the ball alive out the back, straightened up at the line by O'Brien and picked a great pass to Junior Sal. Huddersfield and Leroy Cudjoe will be a little bit disappointed with their defence, but Sal straight through, and the lead that Huddersfield had doesn't last long. It's Huddersfield 4, Salford 6. O'Brien with the goal, Salford fans like it, more importantly the touch judges do. So Huddersfield 4, Salford 8. Dobson out the back to O'Brien, O'Brien to Sal, Sal up against Brearley, and Brearley this time along with Cudjoe makes the tackle, but the referee says pulled it out. 51 seconds on the clock.
Calling for two from the bench, there's Willie Porchin and Watto on the screen there. Watson looking to shape as if they want them to take the kick, so...
Yeah, Salford and Michael Dobson are going to give the ball to Gareth O'Brien. Probably going to be the last action of the first half. And Salford are going to go for goal, aren't they? O'Brien, Salford fans will tell you. There's the cheer. There's the flags raised by the touch judges. 10 points to 4, Andy. And Salford will be happy with that penalty right on half time.
Yeah, they will have taken the opportunity to kick two penalties. So the 4 points they've accumulated because of that have stood them in good stead in the half.
Further wide to Krasniqi. Krasniqi with a solid carry goes inside that 10. Wood again at dummy half. Everybody lined up back to his left. Robert Louis gets the ball on the left. O'Brien through a big hole. Far too easy. Wakeman will be disappointed with that. Between Wakeman and Cudjoe, we said that Huddersfield would be like the first team to score. That hasn't happened. In the first 1.5 minutes of the second half, Salford increased their lead. It's Huddersfield 4, Salford 14, O'Brien with the try.
Yeah, they came out with good intention, Salford. Carried the ball well from the kick-off and got themselves in a position where Dobson was able to exact the 40-20 kick.
He adds the extras and Salford now lead by 12 points. It's Huddersfield 4, Salford 16. To O'Brien. O'Brien, was it? Pass was behind to Wellham. Wellham puts the kick in. Perfect kick from Wellham. Johnson down the touchline. It's back-to-back tries for Salford. It's Huddersfield 4, Salford 20. And it's the hill has got a little bit steeper for the Giants to get back into this one. The referee hasn't given it, but he sent it upstairs as a try. But yeah, Johnson down the touchline. Unfortunately for Salford, he was certainly in touch. But it was, I think, as well, the ball hit the floor and Huddersfield sort of relaxed a little bit, didn't they? Wellham was first to react and a great kick in behind, but Johnson just couldn't stay in the field of play. Brough gets the ball away to Mellor. Mellor's through the line. Far too easy for the Huddersfield Giants to score there. Mellor's been impressive for me throughout the game. He ran a really good line there, pushed away the Salford defender, and it's almost a 12-point turnaround, isn't it? Salford scored, ruled out at one end, correctly so, and now Huddersfield go down the other end on the back of a penalty. Double player, shipped through the hands. Mellor gets on the outside of his man and he crashes over. It's Huddersfield 8, Salford 16. Yeah, he has. Danny Brough converts from the touchline to a back to a 6-point ball game. It's Huddersfield 10, Salford 16. Down, but Leeming down the short side, pushes away Dobson, looking for a pass. Where's it going to come from? Short pass, great pass to Gaskill. Gaskill straight through the line. O'Brien didn't have any option but to bring him down. This is the last. They've got numbers to the left. Brough gets the ball away to Mellor. Mellor's in for a double. Back-to-back scores. That was great play in the middle of the field by Cruz Leeming. He looked for a pass. He found it in Gaskill. Gaskill through the line. He didn't panic when he was brought down. They shipped the ball to the left and the same result as before. Mellor too big, too strong, and he crashes over. It's Huddersfield 14, Salford 16.
Yeah, I thought Cruz Leeming showed how he's developing as a hooker there, because he actually broke down the right hand side, the short side, realised there was nothing on, but he's got enough speed, and awareness, space awareness. He stepped back infield and travelled from right to left.
It's back to Tompkins, to Robert Louis, to step away from one. Does he get the offload out the back door? No, he doesn't. This is the last. 2 metres away from the line. Tompkins to Dobson. Dobson to O'Brien. O'Brien throws the dummy. O'Brien to the line. O'Brien is over, and boy, the game twists and turns again. Huddersfield with all the pressure at one end. They throw the interception pass. Wellham hasn't got the pace in his legs, but four tackles later, O'Brien's in for his second try of the game to increase the lead. It's Huddersfield 14, Salford 20, O'Brien with the try. O'Brien, a big 2 points this, a really, really big 2 points, and O'Brien's nailed it. 5 metres in from touch, that's a great kick to convert his own try. We're back to an 8-point ball game, Huddersfield 14, Salford 22. Now it's Brough to run across, that's a flat pass to Akumatai. Akumatai's over the line. I think that might be a double movement, Andy. It's an interesting one. The referee's certainly going to have a look at it. I'm sure he'll give the try, but let's have a look at it. He certainly bounced. He skidded over. It's hard to stop. I think it's a try, but I think the referee does right to have a look
at
it.
It'll be interesting as a comparison to the one O'Brien scored, because there was a second movement with O'Brien, but momentum was deemed to be enough.
And I think he's going to give the try.
It's a momentum call. There you go. There isn't enough evidence there to deny that as a try.
5 metres to the right of the posts. Looks to add the extras. Does add the extras. We've got 10 minutes left to go, Andy. Let's hold on to your hat. He's 10 metres away from the line. He'll go to his right and to Louis. Louis to Jones. Jones has got to stop his run, though, and then he's got to check and come back before he picks up the pass. Pushes away one, pushes away two, pushes away three. Still going. Josh Jones, has he got to the line? I think he has. You've got to say that's shocking defence from the Giants. But Salford fans, they don't worry. That's got to be the winning try with 5 minutes left on the clock. At the foot of the post, Josh Jones had no right to score that try. He's pushed away, not one, not two. Not three, but four Huddersfield defenders to crash over. It's Huddersfield 20, Salford 26. Gareth O'Brien, who's not missed yet, hasn't missed again, and he puts Salford into that 8-point lead, that key. Logan Tompkins, the referee, is going to say it's a penalty. Probably go for the two, I would imagine so. Are they going to go for the two? Yep, they are going to go for the two.
I think Carney there on that run may have pulled his hamstring as well, which will be a blow for Salford having a good return on this game. But that's game over here, yeah.
And O'Brien adds the extras, so it's Huddersfield 20, Salford 13.